If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, it's so good to be back in Estados Unidos. It really is.
Thank
it
God, really Mike. Is. I was afraid you had been captured by a cartel or something, and we'd never have you again.
Highly, for those of you traveling to that part of Mexico, please. I know that there were many uninformed individuals that were talking about the danger factor.
Sure.
Really, you go into an airport, you go into a vacation destination, you're probably going to be okay. Saw plenty of people hanging out, and I think that's the
when
American
they were transporting
paranoia.
You, when they were transporting you from airport to villa,
yes.
From portal to portal, did you see any armed soldiers?
No, I didn't. When we went on a cruise for Carla's business group, there was one uniformed guy at the marina, and he appeared to be kind of just part of the military that was at the port, but nothing formal. Now, what they do have going from the airport to the hotel and all around that area, multiple checkpoints. They're very careful about people signing in when they come into these places, and that was meticulous. That was the only thing I saw that really was a little different. But
if I had been with you, would you have had me sign for you?
No, those days are gone.
I know. We don't live together.
Those days
anymore.
Are gone. I don't do that anymore. I don't have you sign my autograph. That's silly.
Well, no, mostly at the end, it was mostly signing for you paying for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got that. That was it. So back from, we estimated when we came in last night around midnight that 13 hours from start to finish to get where we, from hotel to front door. And
portal to portal, as they say.
Portal to portal, about 13 hours. And I know we don't have that that company coming on, that new advertiser, Josh, but when they do come on, I'm going to talk about their products because their products helped me when I got in and I was all wound up. Have you tried yet?
I have. I think that stuff is awesome.
Pretty good stuff. So
I do have one. Mike, will you entertain questions about Mexico?
I certainly will. I certainly will.
Do the beans actually jump?
God, that is so...
He was all set for a serious question, too.
I don't know. Oh, hey, wait. Here's the best thing about coming home right here.
Here's the best thing.
Get over here so I don't have to deal with Rob. Let me see. Right there. Say hi to the boys. They can't hear you, but that's my guy.
There he is. How you doing?
That's my guy.
I understand you're getting an O'Mara holiday today.
Yeah, you're getting a holiday, they said today, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
good. You've earned
it. And what are we doing today?
Getting a new baseball bat.
A bat. We're going out bat shopping today, so we're excited. I love you. You're the best thing about being home, buddy.
Mike, make sure when you buy that bat, don't go to the wet market.
Oh, not that kind of bat, Rob.
Okay, good, because I don't like that kind of bats.
So,
but for Halloween and everything, you know.
I start today with international travel as no bueno. Because of my limitations as a traveler, most of my travel over the last decade has been domestic travel. I have not traveled that much out of the country.
Mostly to the swing states.
Mostly swing states during various failed campaigns that I've been involved in. And by the way, Rob, I'm surprised you haven't commented on my chapeau yet. I'm surprised.
It's S-O-L? That means sun, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's a new hat. You know, I didn't wear a hat today, but we're...
And look at this.
What? Oh, I like that.
Muy bien.
Yeah. I prefer hats that are sold at MikeOMaraShow.com, but that's nice, too.
Well, those are great hats. I'm looking at one of those right over there. A nice red one, too. I like
Do you
red.
Always buy red, white, and blue hats?
I
these, even when in Mexico?
Absolutely. Red is my favorite color. Carla pointed that out to me.
Make Mexico great again.
Make Mexico. It's frustrating when I wear the TMOS red hat because it's my favorite TMOS color. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you see the T, and from a distance, it can be misconstrued
yes.
in this current climate that we have. So as I wrote down
I
today.
I hate this climate.
International travel is no bueno.
Can't wait for it to end.
And I just didn't. Either it's been so long since I've dealt with. But I know I went to. No, that's
when
not,
is the last time you flew internationally? Can you
I
think
don't
of it?
Remember. I mean,
could it have been in Ireland?
The Bahamas? Do they really count?
That doesn't count. That
do the Turks
count.
And Caicos really count? That's a Caribbean. But I still don't remember that. That's still, you have to come back and go through.
Well, Turks and Caicos didn't. I remember when you were talking about the experience, it is so mechanically organized for the person that is on holiday that they just shove you in and shove you out, right?
I just remember the airport being very, very crowded. traveling on a Sunday is also super crowded. So it's difficult.
That's
but,
happened ever since they canceled 60 Minutes. People
yes,
don't
I
have
know.
A reason to stay home.
Very, very frustrating. I will tell you this, that you get to a point, and I'm kind of not doing things chronologically, but you do get to a point where I think I said to my wife, it's really not quite worth it. And it really isn't. I mean, it is such an amazing hassle. And my brother-in-law and my sister, they love it. They travel all over the world. They dig it.
Would it have been worth it if it had been a longer stay there? Because it was a pretty fast turnaround.
No, because I'm ready to go. I'm ready to come back. I mean, that was a perfect amount of time to be away.
Okay.
Being away from my son. And I might have something to do with, you know, people come to where I live. Okay.
Yeah, so you do live in a destination.
I get a little of that. I'm 2 minutes away from getting everything they had there. I really am. I really am. And so the idea was it fun to see a different part of the world and see the Pacific Ocean and see that? And was it fun to. Be a wingman for my wife and see her. They made her get up and give a speech. It was fantastic. I was proud of her. She did a great job. And her company that she reps for is wonderful. They're wonderful people to deal with, including the CEO who I got a chance to chat with, who's wonderful. And I still would like to get her on the show someday. But the journey back, I'm going to try with memory to take you through the litany of lines, stand in line lines that I dealt with. All right. So the first thing we will start, and I was actually going to record a little clip that would say "No bueno." but I decided I can do that on my own on the fly.
You can. You're a walking, talking soundboard.
So for those of you that travel routinely, I have to say, you know, if you travel abroad, this is nothing new to you. But it's new to me, and understand that when I share it with you, it's because it's new to me.
Any of it increased because it's Mexico?
You mean as far as the
customs and everything?
I do not know, but it sure seemed like that, and that's middle part of this.
Canada earlier in the year, I had no issues in and out. It felt like just like traveling to a normal inner state.
Well, let me start.
They want to make you feel at home in Canada, Josh. It lowers your
Rob still your believes that well, they are planning an ultimate
also on the
invasion.
Way back. Yeah. No one cared.
That's what they want you
well,
to
they
think.
Didn't. They didn't in Mexico. So let me get to it. Little right. line to get on the shuttle bus to go to the aeropuerto.
Yeah. Is the trip back.
Tiny line. Line to jump on this shuttle. Carla's company took care of the shuttle. Happy, happy, joy, joy, because it's about little under 45 minutes to get to the aeropuerto. Mm-hmm. Now, the line also, there is a checkpoint toll getting into the airport. Like a mile and a half from the airport, there's a massive line there because all the shuttles and cabs and what have you, and
whatnot
are jamming into the airport. So there's a line there. I really shouldn't count that line, but I will.
You should.
Because I want to. Arrive at the airport. We are close to, I would say, 2 hours and 40 minutes prior to our departure.
How is the airport? When, is it big? Is it like a...
The airport was coming in. Yeah. I thought it was a third world country airport because we were out of there really quickly and there was nothing to see. Departing, when we actually really go into the terminal, it's massive. And it's got everything you'd want. It's got a food court. It's got bars. There's a lot of souvenir shops. Duty-free everywhere. It's very extensive and very large.
Duty.
Duty. D-O-O-D-Y. Free. Your poop is free. So I go in and... what's the first thing we do? The first thing we do is we check our suitcase. And we check our suitcase, and then we get our boarding pass, and they check our passport, and then we go through a little Mexican customs thing, and then we go through that. There's a little line to get through that. The Mexican customs, not extensive.
Okay.
Not extensive. A little barrier you go through, and they check you out, and they look at your passport, and then we get through that, and then we go up the stairs, and we go through security.
Right.
And we go through security, and the security lets us in, and then that's that. That's the only line for that. Then we have about a 2 hour, about an hour before they actually board the plane. And
are you sure you're not at the NFL commissioner's party?
It could have been. Speaking of the NFL, I am clamoring to find a bar that has the game on. As it turned out, I didn't see a single live play. And boy, was I lucky not to see the Suckants, known as the Giants, have another game where they scored 3 points. Way to go. Congratulations, Commanders. You've got the team that has turned the corner. We have the team that is in absolute 100% incompetent free fall. Free fall. But what I've got now when I go online to see the recaps and stuff, I've got angry vloggers, podcasters, streamers that do all my bitching for me. And it takes it off of me because I know these guys are angrier than I am, and that makes it fine.
Okay.
That makes it 100% fine. And so it just to me is a time where to be a Giants fan is tremendously cruel because we play the Philadelphia Eagles, who have acquired our star running back because we put all our money in the Daniel Jones basket and got to watch Saquon Barkley have an amazing game
against
the Giants.
Boy, were they talking about that yesterday, too.
It's just nuts. It's nuts. So all those
vloggers let you know you're not alone.
You're not alone, and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good that they suck and other people are more pissed off than I am. So I don't get the game, but I'm trying to do. And Carla
is there a TV anywhere? What are they? Are they showing soccer?
Yeah, there are a couple of other NFL games, but limited, like two screens. And I had good Wi-Fi in the airport, and I'm hanging out. And we got a ways to wait, and they got a food court with all the regular stuff that you would get in a food court. They got Sparrow. That's what we had. We had Sparrow. We had a couple of pieces of pizza.
World's thinnest pizza.
World's greatest pizza.
But it's so thin.
I could do an hour on the food.
Okay, let's see. Let me guess other food court things. Was there a Hudson News?
No.
Okay, that's more of an American thing, I guess. Was there a Cinnabon?
Maybe an Auntie Annie's.
Yeah, okay. Auntie Anne's has replaced those.
Okay. It got to be a Starbucks, right?
I think there may have been one. Excuse me.
Okay. Sounds like a decent food court, especially with the thin pizza.
And then it's time to board, and we go down to our gate, and the gate has a line to get on the bus. So there's a line to get on the bus. The bus is going to transport us out to the stairs that get on the plane. That's where you get a mobile lounge, Mike.
You've got technically
a mobile lounge.
You've got Dulles Airport technology of 1960 all the way down in old Mexico City. That's nice.
I Then a little line to get off the bus, a little line to get on the airplane, little line, line, line. But that's fine. Nothing out of the ordinary. Very, very
Any
easy.
Any people in your party have trouble with the steps to get up to the airplane?
No, but you know you're doing steps, right? You know you're doing rickety, kind of wobbly steps when
Not
you're going
fan,
up to the airplane. It's
it's
different than what we normally experience.
You get the stair
Carla,
car. It's
Carla has met another person with her company who's going to, I believe, connect from Texas to Ohio. So she's chatting. As a matter of fact, she's chatting to such an extent where I became irrelevant. And I was able to walk off on my own as they're talking about, you know, injections and Botox and fillers and blah, 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 blah.
Is the Ohio lady, is she excited to get back?
She wasn't like that. She wasn't like
okay,
a
good,
young,
good, good, good.
Young registered nurse. So she is very, very intelligent and does not have that yeah accent. And Carla and her are two peas in a pod. They were very close on the weekend. So I am not really relevant. Including when we got off the plane in Houston, Texas, and Carla said, let's wait. I wish I remember the name. Sorry. Let's wait for so-and-so. I said, Carla, I know she's your new friend, but we're not waiting for so-and-so. We're going to Customs and Immigration. Please, let's go. And at that point, when we got to Customs and Immigration, we noticed that she was like 12 people in front of us.
Oh,
so we would have waited. We would have sat there and waited for the entire plane to deplane. And she was like, I don't know where she is. Well, let's get going. So
bring up the fact, Mike, that because she listened to you, you saved a lot of time?
Carla's comment to me was, she goes, boy, I didn't know she was in front of us. She said, I'm really glad you're a bad person. So that's how that worked out.
As we all are.
Well, and I guess that lady is as well for not waiting for you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, that was it. She just was alone. I was with Carla, so we were two. She was one, so we decided we do that. So we, no problem, get on the plane, old plane. I'm aware of the fact right away I ain't going to have my Wi-Fi. And note to the fine people at United Airlines, really, I know you've punted it, and I know you've said F it. And our planes do not have the Wi-Fi that is functional. Don't plaster it behind every seat. All right. When you don't have TV screens on the plane,
yes,
and you don't have, and you put your little sticker up that says free Wi-Fi, well, F you. with all due respect, F you. All right. And I looked at my wife about an hour.
How old was the plane? Was it airplane in the middle of the back seat old? Was it ashtray in the seat old? How old was it?
No, not ashtray in the seat old, but smoking little cigarette with a line through it old. Right?
Yeah, to remind people that we don't do that anymore.
I didn't know they even put those up. And both planes had that. So we had a brand new plane going from Fort Myers to Houston. On the way back, we had old planes from Cabo to Houston and Houston to Cabo. So we land.
You didn't get to use that pack of smokes you bought.
Light up. Smoke them if you got them. And the plane on the way out, we are in, the best row, if you're going to be on a plane, is row 27.
That is a lucky one. Yeah, I like that.
And I always sit down when I get into those planes and I squeeze my fat ass into the seat and I say to them, oh, speaking of squeeze my fat ass into the seat, I sat down and sat on, I grabbed the buckle. Under my butt to fasten in, and then I feel another buckle. And the individual, kind of grosses you out, the individual that had been in the seat before me required an extension. And I can't imagine being comfortable if you needed a seat extender in that. And so I picked it up.
Mike, I haven't flown in years.
Yeah. Picked it up. Called for the flight attendant to just get it out of my way. I didn't want to be near it. And then asked Carla for the hand sanitizer. That's it.
They use the extender, you know, in the pep talk at the beginning when they show you how to buckle and unbuckle. That's what they use. So they probably needed it.
Maybe they just threw it over to the left. But
maybe the man passed.
It was,
and it could be a woman, Mike. Be fair.
Right. Uneventful flight. Beautiful. On time departure. No fuss, no muss. We got out of there. You know, I caught a little shut eye. and then just kind of looked around because I didn't have any Wi-Fi and I didn't have any way to, you know, we are so married to our devices. That's the way that. Now, the fun.
There's a challenge right now where you're supposed to take a long flight and not do anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. The raw dog challenge.
Yeah, the raw dog challenge. So you raw dogged it from Houston to Florida, right?
Oh, not cool. Don't like it. Don't like raw dogging, you know. And besides, you can get pregnant.
No, Mike, this is where there's none of that. There's nothing connubial at play. It's you sit there playing and you don't read and you don't look at your device. So you raw-dogged it. Good job.
But you are making me realize I will have no Wi-Fi on the way to Vegas.
You know what? You may not.
No. I'm flying Frontier. I won't have any Wi-Fi.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to bet you that you will. This was just an old plane that we were on, and they said. And when I got on the, we'll get to the Houston flight in a second.
Okay.
We land in Houston, Tejas, George Herbert Walker Bush International Airport, and when we land, we have to go to customs and immigration. So if going through customs and immigration in Mexico was, hola, señor, go right through.
Yes, exactly.
Little bit more elaborate when you land in Houston and you go into the customs and immigration and you are confronted by what appears to be 40 lines in the Disney way, back and forth,
I've seen it and I know it, yeah.
We have an hour and a half connection, almost 2 hours, but it turned out when we landed, got an hour and a half left and we realized we're going to just make it based on, and a lot of running. A lot of running in that airport where people have gone through this. Ugh. And it's back, forth, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. Also, you can wait in the line, get up to a guy who asks you, what were you in Mexico for? I said, business and pleasure. Do you have any fruits, vegetables, cash, alcohol, blah, blah, blah? No, we don't. Thank you. Goodbye. Then, afterwards, you are to go down to the other line. And the other line is going through the – I'm trying to see. I want to make sure I've got them in the right order because I might screw this up. I'm a little jet lagged. Please bear with me. We go through. We walk down. And I think after we go through that line, we have to go get our bags.
Okay.
We have to – no. We go get – yes, we go get our bags, and then we have to wait in line to recheck our bag. Because it has to go on another domestic flight.
Because it's so international line domestic. For that. Now, question, when before you landed, did you have to fill out the tiny, badly explained card
was,
for international
travel?
That was
on the way in. We did that.
Okay.
On the way out, we did not. So the collecting of the bag and the distributing of the bag was a very quick process. I collect it. I hand it to the guy, show the boarding pass, boom, we go through. And
nice.
I'm like, oh, my God, piece of cake, easy, easy. The only line we had is going through this. We go up an escalator. We turn to the right. It's security. And there are roughly 200 people in the security line. And the security line has how many openings? Three. On Sunday night, three for this amount of people.
And they have the opportunity to open a lot more. They have a lot more booths, right?
They have a lot more. They have probably a total of 6 to 8, they have three of them open. And because there is not a minder, a traffic cop at the end of the line, everybody is simply stopped waiting for the first security checkpoint until finally the person shows up and says, come down here, come down here. And the line starts to move. And she does that. This lazy piece of shit does that for maybe 1 minute and then splits again. Like people are going to figure it out.
They're
needed
not
a minder,
figure it out.
A traffic cop for the whole time. And that was at least 50 minutes. Waiting for that line. And so at this point, because I forgot about it, that we were going to go through that, we get that line. It's land in Houston, line. And I forgot. I didn't know. And for you international travels who think I'm sounding like a rube, guilty as charged, didn't remember it was that elaborate to get
now
back
I'm,
in.
I'm surprised because all the news I watch says there's no security to come from Mexico.
That coming out of Mexico, minimal. Coming back into the United States, maximal.
When
that's
you were going from
all the Fox News says there is no security coming from Mexico.
Well, why don't you watch a network that tells the truth and not propaganda?
Mike, when you were coming in from Mexico, did you encounter a wall of any sort?
No.
That's good.
No, right. But Carly got flagged.
Did Border Patrol whip you?
No, but Carly got flagged in Mexico when we were just before we were getting onto the bus to be searched.
Bet she did.
You put your ticket down, and I would say, Rob, you would be right, but no, you put your ticket down, and it flags you. So if you get a red light, they ask you to go and get the strip search.
There's no
and they did the strip search
machine.
On Carly completely in front of everybody. No.
And they said, sir, you may move along. There is no need for you here.
Oh, by the way, in Houston, when we finally got through that security checkpoint, I have artificial hips, and they didn't have the
They had a different one.
And the guy said, I'm going to have to search you. I'm going to put the back of my hand up into your crotch just to be aware.
I love
do you want
that.
To do it where there's a private room? I looked at him, and I said, do I? No, I didn't say that. So
you come around here often, Sailor?
Just a lot. And at a certain point, Carl and I are talking to each other. Is it really worth it? I mean, it is so tedious. It's just tedious. And it's on and on and on and on. And I mean, you add the hours involved in all the BS, and it's the world we live in now. That's just the way things go. And finally, it was jog over to the aeropuerto. No, not the aeropuerto, the airport and our gate. And we got into
aeroplane.
Our gate.
Aeroplane. Yeah.
Not before we became those people because we were hungry.
Uh-oh.
And yes, there was pizza in Mexico and there was Panda Express in Houston. And we got Panda Express.
And did you take it on the plane?
Josh,
those are the worst people.
Oh,
Josh,
no.
We were the worst people because, Josh, we were hungry. We knew the insufficiencies of the airline. And not only was it all included, enclosed in styrofoam, but I am here to tell you that the bouquet of the fried rice and the bourbon chicken,
I was going to say, I hope
which
you
I do not recommend.
That.
At Panda
heavy brown
Express.
Sauce, Mike. Always
heavy, brown,
heavy brown
spicy
sauce.
An artificial spicy. Like put in some sort of chemical spicy.
Like a
it
burn. It's
not good.
Mike, and you've avoided.
I had two pieces of it. The rest of it went in the trash.
That's great it. Because that won't continue to smell up the plane when you throw it away.
It was. I have no idea what it was like for the other customers. By the time you're on your third bite.
Yeah.
You're unaware of the scent, but
Mike, you haven't used the official motto of that great restaurant.
Panda Express, bitches.
Thank you.
Rob, take our listeners back to that, the origin of of that comment. I have never seen it since then where that doesn't pop into my mind.
It was at King's Dominion, Paramount's King's Dominion, now owned by a different property, but it was at Paramount then. And at the end of International Street, there used to be before it was the Grill and Grain, it was Panda Express. And it was sort of a big deal because King's Dominion, this local theme park, brought in a couple real retailers. They brought in Panda Express, and they brought in Chick-fil-A, which was stupid because they can't open on Sunday, and they brought in Subway. Anyhow. I was on a small ride. No, you know what? I take that back. Julia and Robert were on a small ride. It was a kid's version of the battering ram. It just goes back and forth like that, but it's not the big one that goes upside down. It's a little guy. And also on the battering ram were three young ladies who perhaps might have been pushing the weight and height limit for that ride. Because, you know, there are safety concerns. There's certain sizes that benefit from certain rides. And, they were so excited when they got off the battering ram as we waited in line. One of them looked and said, "All right, Panda Express, bitches."
That was their excitement. That was their moment of
excitement. The three young ladies got off the ride, and then it was time to get bourbon chicken.
Right.
In the 98-degree heat.
Hey, Linda Goen, I don't know what kind of crack you're smoking today, but yes, foreign travel does require a passport.
Yes,
thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You didn't just try to get by with a driver's license?
No, I didn't. And then yay, Dodgers and Yankees. Okay. Well, then fine.
You think
she's coming down
off something?
It's not fixed, but the network's got what they wanted.
Absolutely.
L.A. and New York, baby, for the world. Josh,
like
your thoughts? Your thoughts
March.
On the...
I won't be watching. Great. And we get ads of Ohtani and Judge for the next 2 weeks.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And by the way, I'm sorry, but all the fans of other teams in the American League besides the Yankees, can the Yankees be a greater bunch of dicks? I mean, really? Can they be more swaggery? Will they win, Mike? Anyway, that's all. That's what I wanted to say.
Is Valenzuela going to take the mound for the Dodgers? I can't remember.
It's the last time Rob watched a baseball game.
I think it was the last time the Dodgers were in the big show, wasn't it?
Yep. It was very, very exciting. So it's on to the plane, the bigger plane, which is exciting. And I realize as I sit down, oh, no, it's not the real shiny modern one that I took from Fort Myers to Texas. It's the old one. It's the old one that's been there, and it's...
737
nasty 737-800/...
It's the 737/800 bourbon chicken plane.
But I'm excited because I'll have the potential of Wi-Fi, and then nope, it didn't. And I said, "Excuse me," to the flight attendant. She's going by. Do you have Wi-Fi? She goes, "You know, it's the weirdest thing. We haven't had it for the last seven or eight trips." So there's that. Which
excuse
was
me, ma'am, and she goes, "Yes."
But they had TV screens. So what better way to come across the Gulf of Mexico than by watching Cops? Bad boy, bad boy.
You're kidding.
You couldn't put a football game on?
I put the Dodgers-Mets game on for a while, and that was it. You know,
that's odd. Of all the shows I was
I was all footballed out, Josh, after my team sucked wind.
Oh, I understand.
I was done. I was done with that particular thing. And, you know, we busted out the Panda Express. Carl and I picked at that for about 5 minutes and put it away. Well, we ate most of the fried rice.
How was her rice?
The rice was, it's amazing how you can get so much artificial heat and goo flavor out of the chicken and then have rice that is totally bland.
Oh, it's just rice.
I mean, without flavor. Without flavor. I think to make fried rice that bad, you have to work at it. To make it that flavorless requires an effort of some kind. Like perhaps they put all the seasoning in it, fried the egg in it, put all the little vegetables in it, and then put it in a strainer and ran water over it.
Rinsed it. That'd be good. Yeah. Here's our new rinsed rice.
I'll never touch that again. That crap. Ever.
What's the motto, Mike?
Panda Express, bitches. There you go. There's the gong. There's the gong that we have. And nothing.
Don't get a chance to use it much.
The best news of all?
Yeah.
603 miles per hour of tailwind fun going past New Orleans, out of Houston, and zipping across the Gulf of Mexico straight down to Fort Myers. Under 2 hours from Houston to Fort Myers. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I thought for sure you were going to say 603 miles an hour is how fast the bourbon chicken made it through your system.
But when we got home, James. And it compensated for the first officer on the flight. And I think I'll have to do a little recreation.
Okay.
If I can. You know.
Flight. This is the guy that flies the plane? Up there with the pilot.
Well, the first officer is the co-pilot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say
co-pilot. I didn't know that. Thanks for straightening that, Rob. I had no idea.
You see, we don't fly to Mexico resorts at the drop of a hat.
I thought it was a pilot, a co-pilot, and flight attendants.
Yeah, I thought it was the head flight attendant, maybe. Yeah. Do you ever get a singing flight attendant?
Well, that would be Southwest.
Yeah. Well, I've had them on others.
So I now will do my impression.
Okay. Of the co-pilot.
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen.
This is literally what I'm hearing.
Okay.
All right. Because there's a lot of noise in the background.
Sure.
And I had the cheap earbuds from United in my ear, and it still sounded like this.
Had they been used?
Ladies and gentlemen. First officer. Yes, I was going to be Houston, and yes, right now we are flying at 37,000 feet. And we'd like to thank the team.
I don't know where he's from. I don't know where he's from, but I don't know where he's from.
Does he entertain questions ever?
No, he's talking from the cockpit.
Yeah, but I just wanted to talk to him a little bit.
I'd like to thank you for flying a United Airlines. We will be flying at approximately 37,000 feet. Weather in the 4 miles. Scattered clouds. Temperature is 82 degrees. We're at the time of flying it.
Hey, officer! Officer!
Hello?
Yes. Do you smell that bourbon chicken?
The passengers in row 27. I dare you stink up the time with the bad fried rice and the bourbon chicken, you pig.
Hey, officer.
Yes, Rob.
I was curious, does this, and thank you for recognizing me, does this flight have Wi-Fi?
The last 7 or 8 trips have not had flight Wi-Fi. Thank you. So, thank you for flying United. Our estimated arrival time in Fort Myers, the information that you need the most will be approximately... because that's the important information that I wanted to say extra softly so you can hear it. Thank you.
Fun.
But other than that, no, trouble-free, just a long time.
Long, long, long time and home to the bosom of my abode. A big giant teat that opened its arms up to me and let me come in here, and I'm
did it
thrilled
feel
to
good?
Death.
It felt good to be home.
Feels good to be home, especially because Carl and I do not like traveling. We are the three amigos. We do not like traveling without our son. We like having him with us at all times, which is why giving some serious thought to dropping out of society, taking a computer on the road with better technology. Oh, Josh, I found a piece of equipment that somebody was using at the conclave that is about the coolest thing I have ever seen. I will send the specs to you, and I would love your review, and tell me if you're aware.
I was looking all over Starlink stuff yesterday.
Oh, man, this was a cool thing. This was a little handheld with a monitor on it and everything, and I can just zip around and have
cool.
fun. Zip around. Yes. What, Rob? What?
Who builds it? Did you get a
K-Tel.
Brand name?
K-Tel.
Oh, excellent. That's
Ron Popeil.
All my favorite hits on one LP.
Ron Popeil. So glad to be home. And to United Airlines,
glad
thank
to have you.
You're doing the Lord's work. To the country of Mexico, keep on keeping on. We know you're trying hard. Please, someone send the recipe for Diet Coke to him, though, because that was
what I still
remembered. You know, and you know, Diet Coke, and you know, try to get a pancake right. Try to get a pancake right. That's all. That's
did
all.
It keep coming out as tortillas?
No, it didn't come out as tortillas. It just came out as like too cakey. You know, it just was
too
not,
much rise to it. Maybe a little baking powder.
All right,
baking
Alton.
Powder. Issue.
All right, we're
going to
take a break.
We have a promo here, Mike.
Okay, we will come back with more fun and more thrills. So good to be back with you, everybody. We will continue with the Mike O'Mara Show. Lots more fun and thrills for you. Oh, and by the way, a programming note when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's exciting.
Language is how we make our living, and nothing comes in handier than knowing a second language. So, if you want to expand your horizons, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. We're talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the language of Rob's people. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Plus, an intuitive process. Pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now.
This week, the Bonus Show travels with the lifestyles of the comfortable and upwardly mobile to Mexico's vacation wonderland, Cabo San Lucas. Here's a preview.
Me llamo Miguel. Josh y Roberto.
Hello. My name is Indusol Gutbag.
I'm going to try to go as far down by the ocean as I possibly can.
Hi, folks at the pool.
It's like one of the pictures Carla would take.
All right, I have a stomach, okay?
Mike, the prayer breakfast is followed by the banging. Ah, the hunks are out, Mike. The hunks are out.
Get this episode or a whole subscription to the Bonus Show at MikeOMaraShow.com/store. And by the way, get your last-minute tickets to the live show in Vegas before they all sell out.
Leisure is my lifestyle.
That's one. Thank you, Jim Amato. Hey, there's so much to love about October, so make sure you're at your best with Liquid IV's new Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support. Tis the season for immune support. Mango passion fruit is the flavor, too. Five times the daily value of vitamin C and three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. You can give your body the immune support it needs while treating yourself to a taste of the tropics. Aloha! This Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support is scientifically formulated to support a healthy immune system with five times the daily value of vitamin C in every serving to give your body all-in-one hydration and immune support for everyday wellness, vitality, and rehydration. Plus, three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, eight essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear poor, live more. Liquid IV, one stick plus 16 ounces of water. Hydrates better than ever and better than water alone. Support everyday wellness with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right, promo code. I have heard what you said, ladies and gentlemen, regarding the video portions of the program. We will be doing it periodically. I will not be doing it every day. That is my decision. And I listen to listener feedback. And, we'll do something else today. How about Vegas stories?
I love it. Hey, you know what?
I will have two Vegas stories. I will have an informative Vegas story that will teach you a little bit about how they work in casinos. And then I will have a story from where we will be, very close to Fremont Street in the old part of Las Vegas. And it'll make you want to take multiple walks late at night on the street down there. That's what you're going to want.
It's just the same as daylight. Mike, I think when we brand Vegas stories, they should share the S. So it should be VEGASTORIES. Vegas stories.
Vegas stories.
Vegas stories. Maybe the S is a dollar sign.
Now it sounds like a dinosaur.
No, I have the name. I have the music bed for Vegas stories, if you can remember it. We're not going to do it right now. We'll do it a little bit later.
Okay.
Mambo number five.
Lou Bega, Mike. The great Lou Bega.
Lou Bega, a wonderful talent and a great human being.
And you had drinks with him many times.
Hold on a second.
What's the matter?
Cat got out of the bag.
What? Where is he going? He said the cat got out of the bag?
Yeah, and then he looked down to his pants.
Well, no, he didn't. So I don't think that's the case. Well, no, he doesn't even have a cat. Something came unplugged. Oh, okay.
Maybe laptop dying?
It could have been that could be a fire wire or some sort of charging apparatus, yeah.
You know, by the way, I looked up Frontier Wi-Fi, and Frontier says on their website, the equipment to provide TV and Wi-Fi on airplanes is very expensive and heavy. By removing these, we save millions in fuel costs and pass on that savings to you.
I agree. Have you?
Oh, hi, I'm back.
Mike, when's the last time you tried to pick up and move a router? Those things weigh a ton.
Right.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard to reboot. That was a quick reboot, though, wasn't it?
It was excellent. Cat's out of the bag.
Maybe the thing will play now, okay? No, it won't. It'll play the end of it.
All right, so
it's not that hard, Mike.
Meant your wires unplugged from your iPad?
The soundboard?
Whatever.
Because it always falls on the floor because I'm a rube. We start today. The stars descended upon Cleveland. That's not a phrase you hear very often, but that's where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is, and that's where the class of 2024 was inducted on Saturday. So in this case, it was true. The highlights, Dua Lipa. Oh, Dua Lipa.
Yeah, Dua Lipa.
She sang "Believe" with Cher. Rob does it too. Rob, a little bit of Cher singing.
Do you believe in life after love?
It's still funny. Yeah. She was inducted by Zendaya. Cher told the crowd her two divorces were easier than getting into the hall. That's funny. Cher's always
I wonder if she's in for Sonny and Cher already.
I don't know.
I don't think she is, because that's a pretty big deal that she would be in for her, because I don't see her as a rocker. I see more of a performer.
Well, it doesn't matter for the Hall of Fame. They just put musical pop artists in there, too. Kool and the Gang were inducted by Chuck D from Public Enemy. James J.T. Taylor and Robert Cool Bell performed Get Down On It, Jungle Boogie, Hollywood Swingin', Ladies Night, and Celebration. Dionne Warwick, now that's not a rock and roller, but she's a pop star. She was inducted by Teyana Taylor, who's playing her in an upcoming biopic. Dionne sang Walk On By and was joined by Jennifer Hudson for I'll Never Love This Way Again. An all-star cast.
They served a full dinner at the induction and was all served on one of Dionne Warwick's teeth.
Size of a dinner plate.
Very, very big. I'm talking big, Arthur. And don't forget the Psychic Friends Network, Mike. She was big into that.
Do you know? Is it San Jose?
Yeah.
That's hers, right?
Yeah, do I guess you don't.
Do you know the way to San Jose? An all-star cast performed for Foreigner. Another inductee, including Demi Lovato, Chad Smith, Slash, Sammy Hagar, Kelly Clarkson. They joined original singer Lou Gramm for I Want to Know What Love Is. Why that one?
That's
why
that's
that
drag,
one? How
man.
About Feels Like the First Time? That's Foreigner, isn't it?
Yeah. Or Cold as Ice.
You're as cold as ice. Roger Daltrey inducted Peter Frampton. Now, there's somebody who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Then Frampton jammed out to Do You Feel Like We Do? Cool. With a little, does it sound like they're doing the slower tempo songs, right?
Well, they're not getting any younger.
This is true. He did Do You Feel Like We Do with a little help from Keith Urban. Ozzy, A Tribe Called Quest, Mary J. Blige, and Jimmy Buffett were inducted. Buffett was finally inducted, although he got in with the Musical Excellence Award, posthumously. James Taylor and Kenny God, James Taylor. Is there anything he doesn't trot out for? I mean, really, James Taylor comes out for everything, right?
He had a good album in 2020. Years old. And Mike, I don't get a chance to play this very often, but here's to this year's inductees.
Dionne Warwick.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Dionne. James Taylor and Kenny Chesney performed in his honor, as did Dave Matthews.
He stole
they life. Performed themselves after they were inducted, Dave Matthews Band, by Julia Roberts. They also ended the evening with Burning Down the House by the Talking Heads. So probably be a good show. Lots of star power out there, right? What do you think? Why are you shaking your head? Come on.
I always feel that the Dave Matthews Band a little overrated. That's not my two
really?
Good songs, Mike.
Ants
I know you
Go
love
Marching? Are you
I know you
kidding
love
me?
Ants Marching, but I just think it. You know, that sort of singing that was popular.
Great rhythm, though. Great drummer. Great, great drummer. Big fan. Big fan of Dave Matthews Band. Just because Ariana Grande is playing the Good Witch in Wicked, that doesn't mean that she is a good witch.
What?
Elvira, who's still chugging. Mistress of the Dark. Interesting, this pops during Halloween time. Mistress of the Dark, she did a Q&A recently at the annual Knott's Scary Farm event in California, and she told a story about Ariana that wasn't very flattering. Elvira says, Ariana Grande showed up at one of her events with 20 guests and asked for 21 tickets. Here's the quote from Elvira. We gave her the tickets. She comes backstage and she asked if I could take pictures with all of her friends and relatives that she brought. I took a picture with every single one of them. I sign autographs for every single one of them. Then I say to her, can we take a photo together? And she goes, no, I don't really do that.
Oh my God.
The crowd booed, and one of the moderators asked if maybe Ariana is playing the wrong witch in Wicked.
Oh, look out.
What are you playing in the background? Oh, Elvira.
Yeah.
Oak Ridge Boys, Bay Country, 103. My heart's on fire for Elvira. Turn it on.
Can you believe that Elvira... I'm sorry. Can you believe that Elvira is still bringing crowds of 20 or more?
You know. It's people are dying to be entertained, Rob.
I suppose they are, Mike.
Absolutely.
I suppose they are.
So there's that. And Ariana Grande, you could see where she's been a, you know, hadn't she been a star since she was five? So, perspective. It's all about perspective. CNN did a big feature on how shrinkflation could affect your chocolate consumption this Halloween. Cocoa prices have more than doubled since the start of the year, thanks to severe weather and droughts in West Africa. Listen to me. I am so effing sick of companies with their spinmeisters giving their justification for higher prices.
Yep.
I'm tired of it. It's boring. It's trite. It's old. You can talk about severe weather and droughts. Fine. Is that your excuse? You're just raising prices to keep up with everybody else raising prices, in my humble opinion.
And you know this because you're cuckoo for cocoa prices.
Oh, my cocoa. When cocoa goes up, you know. And that's why, you know, I always say, I love your cocoa. She advanced on me. It's responsible for about 70% of the world's cocoa supply in West Africa. Candy companies are compensating by shrinking bags and raising prices. Of course they are.
It's the same thing they've done for years before the issues.
And of course, it's Halloween that they're doing.
No one likes a shrinking bag, ever. No.
Well, it's a reality you're going to face when you get to be my age.
So fun size is going to be even smaller.
Yeah. It's going to be like a fingernail.
Not as fun.
It's going to be like one of Dionne Warwick's teeth.
You know, that would be a good candy. It could come in a Chiclets box.
Here's another thing they're doing. They're using less chocolate in some products. It says you might see them, quote, swapping out a layer of chocolate for other fillings like wafers or nuts. Or they might fill their variety packs with candies that don't require as much chocolate. Candy companies are also pushing their non-chocolate candies more than before. The folks at Mars say they've expanded their fruity and gummy candy lines because young people like that stuff. But chocolate prices have a lot to do with it.
Carrie bought a big bag of Costco candy assorted for her class that she brought in to school. And it's all fruity stuff, and it's safe for me. I'm not going to go in there and get a little bag with 10 Skittles or Nerds or anything like that. I don't like that fruity candy. Give me the
chocolate. It's safe for you, did you say?
What's
like
that?
He's not going to eat it all.
Yeah, it's safe from me. Yeah.
So you're not going to dive in.
No.
A lot of variety packs have also shrunk just like that. You might pay the same as you did last year, but get less candy in each bag.
Yes.
Just like you said with the Skittles.
Yeah, 8 Skittles, 4 gummy bears, and 1 jelly lifesaver.
Jelly Lifesaver, yummy, and jelly, by the way, bad candy product. Jelly Lifesavers, not meant to be, not meant to be. Let the gummies have the gummies, all right? Lifesaver is a hard candy. Whoa. It's a hard candy, and it's a candy that you should enjoy without having to chew on it unless you want to crisp your cavities.
Mike, I'm curious, are there any particular flavors that you enjoy of Lifesavers?
Lifesavers that you can enjoy for any occasion?
Sometimes they are fruit, sometimes they are not.
That's right. Lifesavers in wintergreen,
peppermint,
and traditional five flavor.
The All Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
Music. Speaking of music, all right. All right, shut up. God, you tacked too many on to the end of that.
Mike, actually, it's one cut. It's a master mix. It's a Scott Shannon master mix.
Ringo Starr is making his return to country with his next album, Look Up. It's produced by T-Bone Burnett and comes out January 10th. He released the album's first single, Time on My Hands. Ringo's first dabble in country was with the 1970s Bukus of Blues. When asked about it, Ringo said,
I thought about this again.
The story's not necessarily correct because the Beatles did a couple country-ish songs.
Mm-hmm.
Ringo did.
Well, I made up the quote from Ringo, though.
What I'm saying, but the thing about when he dabbled, I mean, Bukus of Blues was country, but.
Why don't you ask Ringo why he did it?
Ringo, why did you do it?
Well, for the Blues for the Goods.
Peace and love?
Peace and love. It's the only way I can stay relevant. Must be time to dust off me cowboy hat.
The Buck Owens song Act Naturally was the flip of Yesterday, so it goes way back. And here's a little of Ringo's new song, if you're curious. I'll move to the hook.
I thought it was forever, but she had other plans.
He can't sing. he still can't sing. Sad.
Now these arms are empty, and I've got time on my hands.
I love him as a drummer.
Not enough background noise on those crickets. Moving right along. Finally today, a funeral home in Poland. They are so Polish.
Listen up, Josh. This is for us.
They issued an unusual apology on Saturday after a corpse that it was transporting fell out of a hearse and into downtown traffic. Polish media reported that a man was driving down a street Friday in Stalowa Wola, a... Sounds like a vodka brand, doesn't it? Stalowa Wola, a city in southeastern Poland, when he first saw a sheet on his car window. When the sheet slid down, he saw a body lying on the road. For a moment, the driver feared that he had hit the person. Local media published an image of the corpse lying on a white striped pedestrian crossing where it tumbled out of the hearse. The company transporting the corpse, Hades Funeral Services.
Yes, of course.
H-A-D-E-S. We call that Hades,
Hades
in the States.
Yeah, hell.
They issued a statement on Saturday taking responsibility for the incident and blaming a technical failure of the hearse. And here is their quote.
It is with deep regret that we inform you that as a result of the unexpected technical failure of the electric tailgate lock in the hearse during the transport of the body of the deceased, an unfortunate event occurred which does not reflect the high standards of our company. Our deep empathy towards the families of the deceased and the respect we always show to the deceased. And now, for funeral, your food, your drink, comped.
Yes, at reception, we give you free pierogi. Free pierogi for whole family. Enjoy yourself. Yes.
What you don't know, Mike, is that the guy who was driving the hearse went into the drugstore right after that happened. He said, do you have something to stop this coffin?
Pick up from pedestrian crossing. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's easy to be your best self with DermGlowSkin.com. Just one dose a week, and you're on your way to losing 21% to 26% of your weight. I spent a weekend with people that have lost hundreds of pounds. And by the way, when you lose that weight, you improve your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your blood pressure. But what if you don't like needles? Do you have an injection objection? Well, never fear. Sublingual semaglutide drops are here. You just put them under your tongue and you're off to the races. And if you don't qualify for semaglutides or tirzepatide, they offer weight loss with Somorolin, which is available as an injection or a tablet. It doesn't get any more convenient than that. The products are delivered to your door in 7 to 10 business days, and you can qualify from the comfort of your own home. Afterpay is coming soon, so it's time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be inside and out. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I have a great ass. That's not true. That's false advertising. I can't go with it.
I think it's great.
No, you try to bounce a quarter off it, it's going to, you know, just lay there. That's all it is. All right.
But you get to keep the quarter for Vegas.
I understand. Yes, keep it and put it in a slot machine, even though they don't do that anymore. Rob Spiewak,
yes.
Before we get to you, I want to talk to Mr. Soroka today because Mr. Soroka, all weekend long, we exchanged text messages, and he constantly was referencing the fact that he and his wife won a competition, and I have no idea what it is, but I do understand it's throwing something.
Yeah.
Josh, where were you? What did you do? Tell us your tale.
So I went to a festival in Brooks County, Georgia, at this small town that it's as close to Mayberry as I'll get. It's like, you know, two, maybe three stoplights in the entire town.
Now, when you go,
how far is it from your
home? When you go to Georgia and you get in your car,
yep.
How long does it take you to drive there?
2.5 hour drive.
Wow.
And my mother-in-law lives up there, and lots of her family. And this is one of those small towns where everyone knows each other, and half of them are probably related in some way because no one ever leaves the town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they had a festival where you could sign up and do different competitions and everything. And I was disappointed that the frog hop competition was canceled this year, where people would bring their trained frogs to see who could jump the furthest.
Rescue and you, I love hearing you say frog because you do have a little bit of that Maryland accent.
Oh, I've got the Maryland out.
You kind of go with the frog. Frogs all
Mike,
over town.
Rest in power, Virginia Baker.
Yes. Frogs.
Frog
right,
hall.
Right now, frogs in town.
Didn't you get our pamphlet about the frog hall?
Come on now. Right. Sitting on the Virginia Baker stool.
But what they did have was a competition for who could throw this kitchen item the furthest.
Kitchen item.
I know what it is. I have to excuse myself.
And the festival was named after this.
Is this a guessing? Is this a guessing
game?
You can
go ahead and guess.
All right, can I give the first guess?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
A refrigerator.
Mike, no. I'll give you a hint based on the fact that I'm sure I'm right. It is a kitchen item that you will enjoy hearing Josh say.
I don't know about that.
A potato peeler.
No.
Rob, go ahead.
This doesn't involve a dropped G? It's a two-word phrase?
Only in the word throw-in.
Oh, man, then I have to take it back because in
are you going to get – we're playing a guessing game. I don't need your speeches.
So
I just want you
guess.
To figure out. Come on.
If you get it right, you get it right.
Bag of flour.
No.
Okay. Zucchini squash?
Not yet.
All right.
My initial guess, rolling pin.
No rolling pin.
That was old tradition.
Frying pan.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yep. The iron skillet.
Iron skillet.
Yay! Mike's favorite restaurant.
Throwing the iron skillet. Yeah.
So I made sure to take video for you guys.
Oh,
here
good.
I am throwing my 12-pound skillet.
Wow,
that doesn't
made it
seem
to
like
bagels.
A Herculean effort, Josh. That doesn't, I mean.
It went 54 feet.
But was it accuracy or distance?
It was distance.
Can you roll the video again? Does it not look like he's taking a minimal effort?
Well, it looks like he's aiming for the hay bale.
You can't go outside the hay barrel. You have to stay within the inside. Hay bale.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you have to stay within inside.
Let's take another look at it. Oh, yeah, he gives it a lunch.
I give it a good lunch.
There you go.
It bumps into the hay. Most people got about half that distance.
Is that next to somebody's house?
It's next to the courthouse.
It's next to the courthouse.
Well, I'll tell you, they're out back throwing frying pans, and I don't know.
So that was my Saturday, as I threw it 54 feet to win the men's, and then on the women's, they threw a smaller one, and my wife threw it 50 feet and won that competition as well.
What do you win?
So we win a T-shirt. In previous years, you won a skillet. This year, they cut it to a T-shirt.
The frying pan would be a better prize.
Did they have funnel cake?
They did not have funnel cake.
Did they have any foodstuffs that were yummy?
They had lots of barbecue, lots of kind of pit beef.
Okay.
The type of pit beef they do.
Did they have
here.
Panda Express bitches?
No.
Did they have
did
Tim
lots
Wall's
of,
famous
lots of baked
hot
goods?
Did they have Tim Wall's famous hot dish?
No. Right. No tacos.
There you go. There
I don't know. They're out back, and Tim Walls is putting.
No. Well, I mean, now you have an excuse to go up and see the mother-in-law, and then you got a fair to go to at the same time.
And then I got to go to the fair down the street, and it's a lot of candles for sale, baked goods, homemade things.
That's
was there a still?
Yeah, they have any shine? Any Georgia moonshine?
Not at the festival. No.
What is the closest? Is this close to Atlanta? This town?
No, this is probably 4 hours outside of Atlanta. This
four
is in the middle of nowhere.
Outside. Okay. All
right. They are building a movie studio down the street.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I understand
so
that. Go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say, Mike, if you want Madea Motion Pictures.
Oh, that's where Tyler Perry makes movies.
He works
there,
in Atlanta. He works in Georgia. Yeah.
And that's where all the Marvel stuff is shot in Georgia as well.
Okay. All right.
So they're building a new studio, kind of trying to steal some of that Atlanta.
I can take a quick flight and be in a Marvel movie. I'd love to do it, you know?
What would you be?
I'm sure they'll cover your flight.
Elderly man. Elderly man.
Infant.
That's nice. And you like driving up there? Is it a nice drive to go see?
Oh, yeah. It's a nice small town. It's like I said, it's a town no one ever leaves. So it's not like any other town I've gone to before.
I neglected to share one salient fact on my weekend with Mrs. O'Mara on the catamaran, which was an absolutely glorious sunset cruise out of Cabo San Lucas. Mrs. O'Mara was not enjoying the rolling of the ocean. Not
oh dear.
One tiny little bit. And was seasick she was.
Oh, she was a little green.
Arfy barfy. Arfy barfy.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Because of the pictures of her on the boat, she looked great.
She did, because that was pre-vomitorium. And she was sick through the next day. You know, that motion sickness is the absolute worst. It was rolling out there on the Pacific Ocean. So, yeah. And by the way, do they send the boats out on Friday night? Do they send the boats out like a flotilla just cruising out to see the sunset? And, you know, and I had her for the rest of the trip. For about half of it, I had her little head on my lap as we were just trying to make her feel better, because she was completely and totally out
and
of it.
And you untouched by it?
No, I didn't have any problems with it. I was slinging margaritas as
man
she was in my lap.
Man of the sea.
And then when we got into the harbor, we all stood on the bow of the boat. They gave us iron skillets, and we tried to throw them at other boats.
Be a nice anchor.
To see if we could poke a hole in it. We got to take a break. When we come back, you know, folks, we are going to Las Vegas to have a nice little meet and greet and live show with all of our friends, and a little gambling and a little slot pulling and a little blackjacking and a little podcasting. And we're going to have a great time out there. But I thought I'd offer you two sides of Las Vegas, the informative and the dangerous. We'll do that when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, one of the best ways to enrich your life is language. If you want to expand your horizons, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages. We're talking so many: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish.
Yes.
Polish. You could talk to that funeral parlor. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all 25 language courses that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language, especially if you're traveling abroad. If I'd, you know, if I'd had more time with Rosetta Stone, I probably would have been fluent down there, because I picked up enough Spanish when I was down there. Mm-hmm. And by the way, in most countries, I think there are exceptions. It's a sign of respect and kindness to make an effort to speak their language.
Mm-hmm.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. And do it, ladies and gentlemen. Do it right now. Now the next thing on my radar, there
ladies
it is, there's the applause.
This is Mumble number 5.
Is Las Vegas. We couldn't be more excited. It's going to be a lot of fun, and culminating with our live show on the rooftop of the downtown Grand Hotel, where we're going to be at the Citrus Pool Deck, and going to have plenty of food and drink for everybody. Is it too early to mention our bar sponsorship that we're really excited about, Josh Soroka?
No, we can announce the sponsorship.
We would love to give a plug to put on your drinking shoes, folks. Put on your drinking shoes for Saturday night, because it is the Big Dirk Energy Bar. Is that what it's called?
Is. That's what we're going with.
Dirk Vastrick has put his name on the Big Dirk Energy Bar on the rooftop of the downtown Grand Hotel. And Dirk, is he coming up with a specialty cocktail for this event? Is that what he's doing, or did I get that one wrong in the pre-show meeting?
We're working things out.
Okay, maybe. Working things out. I get it.
He does know this. He doesn't know the ingredients, but it will be served in his pants!
In his pants!
Mike.
A little replica plastic mug of Dirk's pants.
You may ask yourself, though, Vegas seems close, but how many days must it be?
How many days till Las Vegas, Rob Spiewak?
19 days.
Only 19 days left.
Just cue me when it's over, please.
The Mike O'Mara
Show in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Let's do it.
And glad I won't be going through customs when I come back from Las Vegas. So I'll be able to take all my sous vides, all my T-shirts, all my hats.
Well, all the money. All the money you're going to win. My mom said
big duffel bags full of cash.
She said, your Vegas trip is soon. Are you going to win a lot of money? I said, count on it.
I hope so. I've got all sorts of plans. I'm going to be doing a lot of gambling on Friday night.
And they've got Diet Coke.
And they have Diet Coke.
They do.
Tastes like Diet Coke. Mm. I ended up switching to Rob Spiewak flavor all weekend long.
Dr. Pepper?
I couldn't stand it. No, I drank the sugary sodas. Because the regular Coke was what you always talk about, the Mexican Coke.
Wasn't it sensational?
No.
Mike, when you tasted a sugared soda, wasn't it great?
No. No, it was a compensation for my
long COVID then, because tastes great.
When I got on the plane, on the United plane, I ordered a Diet Coke, a real Diet Coke. That's what tasted good to me. If you've acquired a taste for it.
I suppose. It's just so gross.
It's not gross. It tastes like sugar.
It's like chemicals. Bleh.
No, the one down in Mexico, I can't identify it.
Okay.
It was like we are putting something in this to make your flavor sound bad. All right. Do you want the explanation of a whale, or do you want the fun story?
Let's go whale and then fun story. Do we have time?
All right.
Of course, we have time for both.
Why do casinos give status and comps to high-stake gamblers known as whales who have a track record of winning? You would think if somebody comes in and beats up the casino for a couple of mil, they'd hate it. Well, the casinos want a chance to get their money back.
Yeah.
Remember in casino? In the end, we get it all.
Yeah.
If a whale wins at your casino, the most important thing you have to have is want him back. In casino, when they show the guy that's the whale that has a great night, and then they fake the plane being in for maintenance, and they have him go back to the hotel, and he can't stay without getting back down there and gambling.
No, he's got to do it. He has to.
So they want him there free of charge, so the whale will gamble more. Whales can gamble enough in a couple of hours to cover any expense you put out for him. So the rooms in the – I'm going to sneeze.
Here it goes.
Happy.
That everyone wins when Mike sneezes.
$10 knows what kind of griblies were on that plane.
I'm sure they're fine. Mike, you strengthened yourself by going on that plane. Now, that whale story is accurate except for one occasion is don't comp Brendan Fraser.
Why? Because he's the whale.
He'll kill you at the buffet.
Guy. So they can gamble enough in a couple of hours to cover any expense you put out. Mm-hmm. Imagine you let the whale come into your casino and win and then do nothing to woo them back to your place. Another casino, probably your biggest competitor, will do whatever it takes to get them in their door.
Yep.
Why? I'll tell you why. Winning big continuously, that doesn't happen a lot. That really rarely happens. The longer, the more the whale plays, the better chance, and we're talking millions here, the better the chance the casino has of taking his money, and that is what a casino is all about. It's the long game. If you want to win playing games of chance in a casino, find the craps table and play the don't pass line. That means you're betting with the casino. It won't make you any friends, but it's the only way that the odds are in your favor. I didn't know that. I thought
that's
there were all
crazy.
Sorts of tricky
tricky
little odds that they have with that. But that's the whale.
Craps is science fiction to me. I just can't follow.
Yeah, it's way too confusing.
I know the rules. I know the
let me explain.
Rules.
I can explain it very simply because I used to be a craps player. Let me tell you how it works. When Mike O'Mara is at the table, all right?
Yes.
So
yes.
The way it works is you put the money in front of the pass line.
Right.
So you are betting that number to come out. And then when the come out roll happens, you roll a number. When you roll the number, say it's a 5.
Sure.
You now are betting for the 5 to be rolled before a 7 is rolled. That's essentially the name of the game. And then while the roller is shooting, you can bet all sorts of combinations, hard eights, you can bet all sorts of wonderful combos and bet the 6 and 8, the 10, the 9. And here's how it works when I am at the craps table, all right?
Okay.
If you want a guaranteed 7 to be rolled at the craps table, that is when Mike O'Mara has put the bet on the last number, meaning he has expended all of the bets he's going to expend, and he has all of his chips on all the different numbers. That's when the 7 will always, and I mean effing always, come out.
Sorry. And that's your tip? Is that one to grow on?
And how do you win on the if you put on the don't pass
line? If you don't pass the don't pass line, if you roll like if you put it on the don't pass line and a 7 or 11 comes out, you lose your money. Otherwise, you get to keep it there, and right. you are betting that a 7 will be rolled before that number the player rolled. So if you put it on the don't pass line, guy rolls a 5, you you keep it there, and then you are betting that he will roll a 7 before a 5.
But
and
everyone but everyone hates you because you're betting against
because you're betting against the numbers and you're betting out for now. That's why when you hear craps tables are the loudest in the casino. You hear people go
when you throw your first dice. Don't you also crap out if you throw a 2, 3, or a 12?
Yes.
Is that, am I thinking right?
I think you're absolutely right with that. 7-11 winner. 7-11 winner. 2, 3, 12. No. That's that's crapping out.
Yeah, it's the extra so that's bets that throw me.
And I'll have more of these as we go on because that's what I do. The more you know, the more you listen. And join us in Las Vegas coming up the weekend of November 9th. Tickets still available at the Downtown Grand Hotel for the Mike O'Mara Show 2024, our live podcast on the rooftop of the Downtown Grand Hotel. Now, we are going to be at a hotel that's very close to Fremont Street. As a matter of fact, just off Fremont Street. And this is a, I'll call this a Vegas story. Are you ready for my Vegas story?
Love, Mike, you're a great storyteller. I love it.
Here goes. My sister, my cousins and I were there for a girls' weekend. You know girls' weekends are fun,
sure.
Especially when they're wearing the little sash that says bride-to-be or whatever.
Yeah, I wear a sash when I go to Vegas.
You do that. Mr. Nice Guy.
Mine also says bride-to-be.
Bride-to-be. Yeah. Pretty little girl.
That's the one.
So the lady goes on to say, we had just had dinner. Because you can see really, as you know, Rob, you can see very cool stuff on Fremont Street.
Oh, it's like a spectacle all the time.
I really would ignore the people that say that the dregs of society and select weirdos are on Fremont Street.
Right on.
We had just had dinner and we were walking down Fremont. All of a sudden, this random drunk woman pulls out her boob and begins spraying breast milk everywhere.
That's not okay.
Some hits me and my sister.
Ah.
We were in such shock that she managed to disappear into the crowd before we could find police or security. That, by the way, is considered assault.
Yeah.
We grabbed a cab and headed back to our rental to clean up. So gross. Vegas, baby. That's
she
what it is, ladies
and gentlemen.
She should
have at least given them a cookie, Mike.
Oh, God. Yeah. Ah. You ruined it. Bodily fluids, Rob Spiewak, you did. You really, really did.
I don't know if I did. I think I did pretty good there.
Oh, my God. Now, it's what you love. It's the humor you love. It's why you like that cookie sketch on Saturday Night Live.
You would have laughed at it too, Mike.
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob and some beautiful video right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Hey, in a perfect world, we would all need to get enough of the nutrients we need for high-level performance from our diets alone. But in the real world, everyone could use some help in continuing to find a new personal best day after day. I started with the Momentous 3, protein, creatine, and omega-3. These are three nutrients expert research show as the foundation of long-term health. Last night, got off the plane, walked into my house, and I took the packet that's called Sleep. It's a formula that helps cognitive function and helps you sleep like a baby. And I'm here. Usually when I'm jet lagged, when I've taken a long flight across the country, I am tremendously unsettled. Right. Thanks to Momentous, that did not happen last night. All of the Momentous formulas are designed with human performance experts and are NSF and Inform Sport certified for use by professional and collegiate athletes. That means sourcing ingredients for quality, not just what's cheapest. They're driven by what they call the Momentous standard, and it's become synonymous with the industry's gold standard in quality and efficacy. So if you're interested in making a true investment in your health, why not join the best in human performance and be part of the change that's raising the bar on supplements? Just go to livemomentous.com and use the code TMOS, 20% off of your new routine today. That's livemomentous.com with our code TMOS, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Mike, if I were to tell you 50% iced tea, 50% lemonade, what would you say?
Arnold Palmer. Arnold Palmer.
I think most people nowadays, that's what they think of when people mention Arnold Palmer is the drink. He was a great golfer.
The greatest promo for ESPN when they used to do those promos where they used athletes. Yeah. I think it's Stuart Scott and maybe it is Van Pelt, Scott Van Pelt, and they're in line at the beverage counter behind Arnold Palmer, and there's a big vat of iced tea and a big vat of lemonade, and yes, you see him go, iced tea, lemonade. No, he does lemonade, iced tea, then another hit of lemonade, and they go, that was awesome. And because it's his drink. It's the Arnold Palmer. You got to be really famous to get your own drink.
Well, I think nowadays, at least over the past weekend, he's famous for something else. Because our Mike, do you remember, gosh, how long ago was it? 4 or 5 years ago when Trump was our president?
Yes.
Yeah, he wants to be president again, apparently. And no, he's going around. Yeah, he's going. Really? It's weird to split the terms like that.
I thought once you lost, you couldn't be president again.
He's not a big guy that sticks to the rules. So I don't know.
So you're saying he's running again?
Yeah, he's running again. So if you want, you know,
how about that?
People. But he was in.
Isn't that something?
How about that, Mike? Mm-hmm. He was doing a stump speech in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. That's where Arnold Palmer is from.
Yeah, where he had his tractor.
Yeah. But he had this to say about the great Arnold Palmer.
I love Latrobe. You know why? The home of Arnold Palmer. This is the home of my friend Arnold Palmer. And he loved Latrobe. You know, he turned out to be one of the greatest golfers in the world. But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. But this guy... This is a guy that was all man. This man was strong and tough. And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
Arnold Palmer's hog, Mike.
I am momentarily at a loss for words. I have been a fan of Arnold Palmer's my whole life. I know that he did like the ladies, but I had absolutely no idea that he had the Milton Berle.
You can Google thing after the show.
Wow, fantastic.
Would you like to see the Sports Center ad?
Yeah. Oh, yes, please. Oh, this please is the one I was talking about. This is great, great. There he is. Iced tea. Lemonade.
That was awesome.
That's just the best. Thank you, Josh. That's awesome. I love it. That's great. I love that.
Really. All right, Mike. Arnold Palmer's hog. I think maybe they should name something on the at Augusta for it or something. Don't you
hog
think?
Hog Corner.
Hog Corner.
There's a gold plaque in the showers.
Wow. Wow. You don't think of golfers showering in community showers. You really don't.
Well, maybe you know, if you're Arnold Palmer, you shower anywhere you can.
I suppose. Is there a prison around here?
Stop it. Now that the dust has sort of settled from Hurricane Milton, I know a lot of people are still going through it. Oh, but some lighter-hearted moments have come to the surface. And this is on Channel 6 in Orlando. And they said that this is Florida all about. This is all about Florida.
You want to start that again? This is
Mike,
what?
I don't even want to start the show again. I wish I could go back to
this
bed.
Is Florida all, Mike, all Florida. This is what?
This is pure Florida.
Pure Florida,
because
okay.
The typical
Florida?
Yeah, the guy that does features is interviewing a pair of guys that are fishing in the street that have flooded out.
Okay. I ran into these two guys who are fishing, except but before we even talk to them, there's one problem. If Destiny zooms out a little bit, we're fishing in the middle of the road. We are on Edgewater Avenue in College Park. Dude, you got a fish. I saw you. You just caught that fish.
I did. Right in the tree.
Now, Mike, how could
right in the tree?
Hurricane Ian, same exact thing happened.
Because this road floods. Now look all behind the time. Them. And we were down here when Ian flooded. Trooper Steve came down here. So you basically, and there's a guy.
They're hysterical. Look at those two dudes.
You know, America right there.
He's got his bass. Good bass.
I know he's got a fish.
People fishing in the road.
It's a largemouth bass.
A guy on a lawnmower.
And a guy.
You doing all right?
Welcome to Florida. I love my state. Josh, I love my state with this video.
He's doing all right.
I really do.
And he just gave him a thumbs up. He's doing all right.
Yeah, you got it. The resiliency, baby. Absolutely. Go for it. Fantastic.
Mike, don't be this guy. This lady was creeped out when she was at the airport, and I hope you didn't do any of this.
I'm at the airport, and the creepiest thing just happened to me. So I'm sitting there on my layover, and I get this text. Hi, Kristen, which that's not even my name. My name is Nate. I saw you and thought you were so beautiful, so I had to find a way to talk to you. I saw your number on your luggage tag and decided to text you. I promise this isn't as weird as it seems. Give a guy a chance.
Ugh.
That's so gross to me.
God. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Do men ever learn?
They don't.
Do they ever learn not to follow the wiener? I mean,
no, they have to.
God.
They have to follow it. They learned that from Arnold Palmer, Mike.
That's the funniest. I love it. Fantastic.
Well, he could have just talked to her in person and it not been creepy.
Absolutely. Excuse me. I just wanted to say I think you're absolutely lovely.
Excuse me. I'm just out of the shower.
Yes, three. Hello. I'm Arnold Palmer.
So apparently Kelly Ripa does a podcast, and I think they use the same set as they use for live. Now, I'm not a big fan of Ripa herself, but one of her guests was Henry Winkler, who I think is shilling a book right now. I love Henry Winkler. Why would you say that? Why
because Kelly that? Ripa
oh,
and
well,
Henry
her,
Winkler
course.
Is about as vanilla milkshake as I could possibly imagine.
I think Winkler is pretty good, but that is.
Oh, I do you? Well, that's fantastic. That's all. That's his demeanor all the time.
The Fonz was a big deal to me.
And that's how you get younger audiences.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. He's trying, isn't he?
Yeah,
let's try it. Yeah, let's show the Henry Winkler clip.
Well, the thing is, Mike, he wrote a fan letter to Jelly Roll, and he called him Mr. Roll. And Kelly saw the fact that it got forwarded to Jelly Roll. Okay.
Oh, my God. I've been thinking.
Because Henry calls him Mr. Roll.
So they have this video that they showed on the podcast.
Funny.
Hey, Mr. Winkler, it's Jelly Roll. I'm just sending my love. I have been hoping to see you because I got a note. And they said it was from you. I didn't believe it. And this is my publisher. She hates being embarrassed, but now she is. And she told me it was you. She confirmed. And I cannot tell you how much that meant to me. I will send you a picture when I get home. I hope you don't mind. I framed it. I hung it up on my wall where I have, like, handwritten lyrics from Craig Morgan, all, like, the stuff that's really been special in my career. Thank you. I'm absolutely honored, Mr. Winkler. I can't wait to see you and hopefully give you a hug, man. I'm a big hugger. I'll squeeze you.
That is a lovable man, that Jelly Roll.
Isn't that
great? Is a lovable man right there. Absolutely.
And there was no Winkler
coolest.
In the clip. I was sensitive.
A man who could, if he wanted to, could look so badass scary if he really, really wanted to, but he's just lovable, right?
Instead, he loves the Fonz.
The Fonz. Absolutely. Hey. He's excited about it.
Ooh, yeah, the Fonz.
Okay,
the Fonz, for anyone that's not 80, was a character that was on a show called Happy Days that ran back in the 1970s.
That's right.
Do you think his publicist had to explain that to him?
Who Henry Winkler was?
Who Henry Winkler
no.
was. And
Jelly
why
knew.
It was a big
Jelly
deal.
Knew.
Rob's played Jelly on TV, so he
I know. I know the inner workings of the Jelly mind. Yeah,
the Jelly Roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he loves reruns. Okay. Let's close with this, Mike. I don't even know who this stain is, but it's a great piece of video. He hosts one of those wild out in the jungle type shows.
Okay.
And apparently he's got letters where people say, I wish I had your job. Well, I don't think people are going to want his job when you see what he goes through on a day.
The worst episodes yet of why you think you want my job, but definitely don't really. Right now, my tent is being dismantled by leafcutter ants. It's about 2 a.m. and I've been trying to sleep, and there's about 10 million leafcutter ants outside of this tent. And all they're doing is cutting leaf-sized holes out of my tent. They are carrying away the nylon into the night. And because the leafcutter ants are working to dismantle every single thing that I own, they're opening up holes big enough for me to put my fist through, which means everything else in the Amazon is coming into my tent. And because of that, I keep turning on the lights. I just woke up because there's a leafcutter ant using its pincer jaws to bite my ear to try and carry off a piece. And inside this tent right now, are ants and termites and mosquitoes, some sort of centipede, hoppers, moths, and some insects that I can't even identify. This is one of those times where you know it's four more hours until morning. If you get out of the tent, you're going to get destroyed by mosquitoes. It's raining outside. You're going to get wet. This is what camping in the wild is. Sometimes you put your tent in the wrong place and the leaf cutter ants and the gods of the jungle decide it's going to be the worst night ever.
So that's what it's like out there. And Mike, you didn't ask me where he was camping. It was Augusta.
And the home of Arnold Palmer.
The home of Arnold Palmer. And that is all.
Did you
I
call
have
that guy a stain? I didn't think he was stain-like. You didn't
Oh, poor me. I got a job hosting this show and there's leaf cutter ants. You know what? Buy some cutter.
Where's his ant spray?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, everybody, we got to get out of here. We will be back with another brand new episode. So glad to be home with my son.
Welcome home, Mike.
I'm very glad to be here. Hope you enjoyed those shows we did from Mexico. We'll be back tomorrow, and tickets still on sale for Las Vegas, and we'd love to see you there. Cannot wait to meet all of our friends out there and have a great party weekend. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Goodbye, Arnold.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What do I do?